There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, I'm going to go right back to the phones because we've got Kate who is looking for a mate, not a date, with a guy that has temper tantrums. So we're going to look at that, and then we'll be talking with Marla as well. So if you're thinking about calling, why don't you wait just a couple minutes because I don't want you to be on hold any longer than necessary. But we'll let you know when it's time to call. Okay, Kate, let's go back and talk with Mr. Dreamboat, who has temper tantrums, and understand that his whole thing is, as far as he's concerned, when you get quiet, you've checked out. And when you're checked out, all that crap from childhood comes bubbling up from him, and he acts like a five-year-old. So that's a temper tantrum, right? So before we even deal with him, we can deal with you on this moment of understanding that this is not an effective way of dealing with him. That doesn't mean you have to be in a screaming match, but for him, that quiet is withdrawal, is abandonment. So it doesn't help you at all. And it doesn't help him because he doesn't know how to deal with it. So you can make him a deal that says, the next time I get quiet and it's irritating you, instead of having a temper tantrum, just say, Kate, you've withdrawn. And I'll at that moment give you $20. Okay? Because that'll stop you from doing it. You're probably aware of it, but it gives you an additional motivation because it gets very expensive to indulge that habit. You can say to him, I will do that the next time that I withdraw, and you tell me quietly, I will give you $20. The next time you have a temper tantrum, and that you have to give me $20. And that'll get both of you because it gets too expensive. And the point is, both of you have to enter into this with a degree of sincerity, because otherwise it won't work. That both of you really love each other, you care about each other, and this is heading for disaster, then there really is a way to hit it off. Both of you have to change your method of interaction. All right, so that's number one. If you know that he interprets it as abandonment, please stop doing it. That if you're tell me why you get mad at him. Tell me why you get quiet.
So, he asked out, and I don't want to scream and
Give me an example of acting out.
So we recently went on a trip, and he has a routine. Whenever he goes places, he has to unpack, and you know, part of the CV. But we all have our thing, right? So we get to this new location, and he wanted to start changing things around in the room. And I was like, can we just leave it the way that it is? And really, it was just, to me, it just seemed like a simple request. And he said, okay. He did say okay in the moment, but apparently it was really.
All right, let me stop you for 1 minute. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding that the notion of soulmate is nonsense. It's poisonous. It's a toxic notion. We are not soulmates with people. We are different people, and we're going to have different ways of dealing with things. And his way is essentially to set up his turf. I mean, I could use a really crude metaphor like tinkling on the furniture, but you get the point. All right. So at that moment, it's driving you crazy. You want to go take a walk on the beach. He wants to arrange the room because that's his level of comfort. So at that moment, understanding that you're not looking for a date here, you're looking for a mate, what you can say is, darling, I know that it makes you more comfortable to rearrange the furniture. I'm going to take a walk. Tell me, do you need an hour, a half hour, and we'll meet down in the bar or at the pool or whatever, okay? Because at that moment, you're tolerating each other's differences without having to either reinforce them or accept them. So you don't have to be a martyr. You don't have to fight with him. You can just decide, okay, I know this about you. I get it. Whether it makes sense to me or not, makes sense to you, so I'm going to go do this. And at that moment, he could have said to you, I wish you'd stay. Or at which point you could have said, I'll stay for 5 minutes, but at the sixth minute, I'm out of here. Or I'll help you do this. You know, you would have given him some options. What we're trying to do anytime we're trying to negotiate with another person is we're trying to move from the unconscious, habitual, unthinking, emotional content, over which we have surprisingly little control, into our big, fancy, slow, hopefully better civilized cortex. So if you said to him, not, I can't believe you're doing this, or, you know, can we do it later? That's not going to move that at all. But if you say to him, got it, I understand this is important to you, I got it, I'm going to go take a walk, tell me when you want me to meet me. And he could have said then, because you've said, I'm not trying to change your behavior, I'm just changing my own, so we don't have a fight, so we don't start off the vacation yelling at each other. He then could have said, oh, I wish you'd stay. At which point you could have said, for how long? In other words, you've begun the negotiation, so nobody is feeling abandoned. Nobody is feeling manipulated. Nobody's feeling used. Nobody's feeling anything except, okay, this is how we deal in relationships, is that we are not the same people. We want different things. So as long as we feel that we can talk to each other, we're not afraid of each other. We're not, because see, for him, what are the things, you know, I've said before that I was having a discussion with people about what peace was. And I said, wrong question to ask a therapist. You could always have peace, and you think you're buying peace when you just get quiet. It's not peace, from as far as he's concerned. It's abandonment. So it's actually adding fuel to his sense of she doesn't really love me, everybody hates me, I might as well be a stinker because she's going to ignore me. You know, if I don't make some noise, no one's going to feed me, I'll die. Okay, so a mild exaggeration, but not much. For me, the issue is peace at what price? And we know that the price here is much too expensive. So the question for me is, as long as you're not fearful of each other, you can negotiate. As long as he knows you're not really abandoning him, that you're just, you know, that you want to do something different, that you're not really even judging him at that moment, you're not saying, look, you're a nincompoop, I love you, but you're an nincompoop, you shouldn't be doing this. You're just saying, I got it, this is important to you, I'm going to go do something that's important to me, we'll get together and we'll both have accomplished something we think is important, and we'll go and have a great time together.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what I thought I was doing, because I left him in the bedroom and I was giving him space and I went out into the
living room. No. You can't give him space in that way, because he views it as abandonment. You have to verbalize it. You can't just, because then you're acting out.
Well, I went to the living room and watched TV while he organized.
Yeah, but
that's
but from his point of view, you abandoned him. You would have been much better. And first of all, you weren't very happy watching television either. You want to be taking a walk on the beach. So it's a bad compromise.
Okay.
You would have been much better served to say, I got it. I know this is important to you. So how about if I go and do this? And so you're not sitting in the other room tapping your foot or smacking the remote. He's not feeling guilty because you're both doing what you want to do, and then you're going to come together and be happy with each other. He views going in the other room as she thinks I'm a jerk. So he's going to stay in that bedroom. And even when he's finished, he's going to take a couple more minutes because she can't tell me what to do, and I'm sitting in the other room. So it's just, and you're sitting there, and then when he comes in and says, okay, I'm ready, you're saying, well, I'm watching this program. You know, I need another 10 minutes. I mean, the two of you are just going to be brats with each other. So that, right? That doesn't work.
Right.
So you have to verbalize it. And we can head this off at the pass by saying, the next time you feel I've abandoned you, tell me at the moment. Don't tell me the next day. It has to be at the moment.
Right.
I'll give you $20. The next time you're having a temper tantrum, I'm not going to sit through the temper tantrum. I'm going to say, T, time out. Also stand for temper tantrum. You got to give me $20.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll tell you what I was going to suggest before all this, although clearly I think the two of you have some basis to at least begin this, is go find a therapist together and say, look, I love you. We're not very good at this. But I actually like the way that we've done it better, because it gives you some starting point to either say, gee, this is working incredibly well, so we don't need a therapist. We just have to figure out how to break up this logjam where you, when you feel abandoned, you have a temper tantrum. And when I feel you're about to have a temper tantrum or doing something dumb, I get sullen. So if we can break up that logjam, then either we can, and then there will be other issues, at which point we can either call Brown or we can find a therapist, or we can't. And then at that point we can decide either we love each other, we go find a therapist, or we're done. Okay?
Can we come to you?
Absolutely. Well, interesting you should say that. Let me put you on hold and see if there are any other questions. Marla, you're within, you know, you're within spitting distance of being on the air, so hang with me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Katie, you said you had another question.
Yes, just the last one. I was just thinking about what you said in terms of sort of when I get quiet because I don't want to argue and fight, that sort of triggers that sort of reaction from his childhood. So the question that I had was, you know, well, doing this sort of, okay, you give me $20, us doing that, do you think that that's kind of putting a band-aid, which I'm definitely going to do, but do you think that that's putting a band-aid on the issue, or should we really go to therapy and sort of work out
question.
That feeling?
It's a very good question, and let me give two answers to it. First of all, sometimes this would be called behavior modification. If we were doing this in a lab, we would call it behavior mod. So it's not quite as amateurish or sort of superficial as it would appear. It's a legitimate technique, if that makes you feel any better, number one. Number two, in answer to your question, will it solve the problem? I don't know. But that's why I said that it at least gives both of you some clarity. It doesn't make you the therapist anymore, and if you do go to a therapist, then you have some more basic issues to deal with, or you could decide, because if it clears everything up, you're home free. If it doesn't, at least you're It's more evident where the problem lies. But let me also say something about the third issue about childhood. And you may have come from a family of screamers. So, I mean...
And that's what I learned over the years. I didn't
exactly.
want to be like
exactly.
that.
So we could say the same thing about, you know, well, what about childhood? Well, we all schlep our childhood to a certain extent into our adulthood. I mean, it's not like we, it's not like we sort of take a right angle turn. Hopefully we learn better techniques. But to a certain extent, the technique you've learned is, well, okay, I came from a family of screamers, so now I'm going to get sullen. Between sullenness and screaming is what really we're talking about, which is negotiation. He came from a family where he felt he was abandoned all the time, so he just felt sorry for himself. Between self-pity and a temper tantrum is negotiation as well. So what I'm trying to get both of you to is to the land of the grown-up negotiator. Okay, but let me also say one thing. Because both of you have issues, everybody has issues.
Oh, yeah.
If you're dealing, if the issue is not a relational one, if the issue is this is affecting and tainting other areas of my life, you don't do it with a partner. You only work on marital issues with a partner if the overlap of where your own craziness comes from and their craziness comes from, because anything else is private. And if he wants to deal with his abandonment issues about his mom, you shouldn't be sitting there, because that's his. If you need to deal with, okay, I came from a family of screamers and now I will do anything to avoid confrontation, I mean, that may be a useful insight, but it's not something you deal with in therapy past the intersection that I'm talking about here, which is that what the two of you have discovered is the perfect storm of how not to deal with what you grew up with. Okay. So if the behavior mod works, groovy. If it works partially, but it gets you to other issues, then, as I said, either call me or go to a therapist. If it doesn't work at all and you're still committed to each other, then you go to a therapist. But I'm just, you know, when in doubt, try something on your own first, because it'll give you much more of a sense of mastery than going to a therapist. And it also it also levels the playing field, which is really important, because you don't want to go into therapy with him thinking, well, she thinks I'm the crazy one. That it's just not a helpful. So by this one, both of you are taking responsibility. Both of you have behavior to modify, and you'll both see where it goes.
Okay. Thank you so much. Wow.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, it's a perfectly legitimate and good question. Let me know how things go, okay?
Okay, I will. We'll invite you to a wedding if it works out.
Perfect, perfect. If it's close enough, I'll come, which scares the living daylights out of everybody when I show up at a wedding. Let me tell you. Oh, my God, we're in trouble. Oh, my God, a therapist. Okay, good luck, Kate.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. All right, Lisa, you'll follow Marla. Marla, thanks for being patient. You're on the air. How am I to help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. First, I'd like to say something before I tell you my problem. I live on the East Coast, and your program is aired at a different time than the call-in time.
Right.
And so that means that people like us can't respond to your questions.
Well, it does. It just means that you can respond at different times. There are two responses to that. First of all, my dear, you've broken the code. You now know when, and in most of the stations where I'm heard at different times, either the station records or I record something to say, the time to listen is now, the time to call is from noon to 3 Eastern. So you can always call when I'm on the air. You can always listen while I'm on the air. And you can call and leave a message, too. There's basically a 24-hour answering machine. But you're right. And in terms of answering the question, it's perfectly okay. You'll hear somebody say, I listened to your podcast of a year ago, and I wanted to comment. And that's fine. I mean, we would never say, well, we talked about that yesterday. So you're always welcome to comment whenever you hear it. Or you can do what you've so wisely done right now, which is figure out how to get a hold of me live.
No, I just meant when you throw out a question.
No, I know. I know, but you can call the next. Look, if I said 3 days ago, if I said, which I did, okay, today is National Presidential Joke Day, and in fact, somebody called yesterday, and we'd done presidential jokes, I think the day before. That's fine. I mean, I'll never say, well, you know, we talked about that yesterday. You can't talk about it today. You can answer any question I ask at any day, any time. Years later, and people say, you know, I was listening to your podcast from December 2004, and I just wanted to comment, and it's okay with me. I mean, sometimes you may have to remind me exactly what we were talking about. Half the time I remember, but you're always welcome to respond to any question at any time.
Okay.
Fair enough?
Okay. All right.
Good. Okay.
The reason that I call you, that I'm calling now, is that I have a very close friend that lives across the United States from me.
Okay.
And we exchange gifts sometimes, and then sometimes we'll just send each other a gift, like if someone is sick or something like that. And today I got a gorgeous gift from her again because I've been sick. And it's a beautiful shirt, and again, it's the wrong size. She thinks I'm a different size. And every time, and she doesn't get it from a store with a chain that I can return it or something. So I'm always just donating these gorgeous things that I would love to have.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do about it.
All right, so she doesn't get it from like Macy's, so you can't take it back to a Macy's. Does she buy it from a store?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the name of the store is.
Well, but she probably, here's what I've done, because I actually had a family member who did the same thing. And this was actually a piece of jewelry. And it was a lovely piece of jewelry. It was something I would never wear. I don't even remember what it was, but it was something. And, I'm sentimental, so it's really hard for me to exchange anything. But I finally decided it was not inexpensive, and it was something she really wanted me to have. And so what I did was I called her and I said, look, this is a hard phone call. I love what you sent me. I think it was for a charm bracelet. And I think she sent me silver the charm bracelet was gold or vice versa. And I said, if you would be kind enough to tell me the jeweler, I would love to call and just exchange it because I'd love to wear something from you. Let me put you on hold for just a minute. I'll tell you the end of the story. All right. Lisa, I'll get to you in a moment as well. Marla, hang on. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so Marla has got a really generous friend who keeps sending gifts that don't fit. And so she has to give them away. Marla, I wouldn't necessarily reference other gifts, because that'll just hurt her feelings. But you can say either I've put on a little weight or I've lost a little weight, and this is so gorgeous, and I would love to wear it because it, you know, not only does it, would it look fantastic on me, but it reminds me of what a wonderful friend you are. It's just a little, is it too big or too small?
It's too small.
Okay. Is there any way that I could get in touch with a store and see if I could just exchange it for a bigger size? And I can't imagine her being offended by that.
Okay.
And then you don't reference the fact that she's always had the size wrong. You could just say, I put on a little weight. But I would love to.
Okay.
So all we're talking about is now. And I'll tell you, the end of the story about my jewelry was not only it was one of my aunts, and she's a lovely woman, but she can be a little testy sometimes. She was okay about it. I called up the jeweler. The jeweler was fantastic about it. And I said, you know, she gave it to me, and this is, you know, it's the wrong whatever it was. And the jeweler said, oh, here, let me send this to you, or I can send you, here's the website you choose. And the one that I wanted, I think, was slightly more expensive. And I said, I'd be glad to send. She said, oh, no, don't worry about it. It was so every time I look at that charm, I remember not only my aunt, but the jeweler and the entire experience. So it really, you really can make it something wonderful. And look, if the roles were reversed, you definitely want to know. And all she has to do, she doesn't have to do anything about it. She doesn't have to take it back. If she'll give you the name of the store, you can either Google it or and get in touch, and I'm sure that they'll be delighted to exchange it. If they have it, if they don't, then you can probably pick out something else.
Okay.
And it will be for both of them. Yeah, it's a real, and I would just say, you know, I change size a little bit. Put on a little weight.
Mm-hmm. Put on weight. Mm-hmm.
All righty?
Okay, good idea. Okay.
All right.
Thank
Feel
you.
Better, Cookie. You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
Send a picture of the lovely blouse. That's great. Lisa, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi there.
Hi, I'm really nervous.
Oh, don't be. I promise. I only bite people on Wednesday, so you know it's Thursday. You're okay. Tell me what's
okay,
on your mind.
Okay, I have two things. I have an update, if you want to hear it, and I have a question about my dad.
Okay, of course. You want to start with the update?
I'll start with the update. I called you a few years ago, and I had experienced multiple miscarriages, and I was seeing a friend in the hospital, and I got really overwhelmed, and I kind of called my husband, and you kind of coached me through, or not coached me through, but you kind of helped me see that I shouldn't be calling my husband during the day while he's at work, and that I should learn how to do things that they're kind of soothing and comforting to me to help me through that time. And I did, and I started learning, you know, more tools to use, like whether it's snuggling with my dog or taking a walk or, you know,
talking with him in the evening or on the weekends or in the morning. So, I mean, I'm not certainly trying to cut you off from support from your husband, but basically, first of all, as you know, guys have a very hard time dealing with us when we're sad. And what they want to do is usually, especially when they're at work, their head's someplace else. And what their usual response is, and what we really want from them quite often, is just some physical comfort, a hug, which they can't give you at that moment. So you'll feel like he's not responsive. He'll feel like he's not able to help you. And it's just one of those things that doesn't work very well. But, if you say to him in the morning, look, I'm going to go to the hospital. I need, you know, an extra, if you could text me at lunchtime, just tell me you love me. I mean, just give him a way that will be both helpful for you and effective and not disruptive and make him feel frustrated. But good, and being a little more self-reliant, never a bad idea. Never a bad idea.
Never
so
bad.
Good.
Never bad. Well, a couple years later, I had a baby last year.
Congratulations. That's great.
So that was, I had a little boy, so he's fabulous.
Terrific. What's his name?
His name is Devin Nicholas.
Devin Nicholas, how cute. Very nice.
Very cute. Thank you for asking.
Sure.
So I'm calling about my dad.
Okay.
And my dad, I think, is 70.
Okay.
71 this year, I believe.
Okay.
And he's on a very limited income. And probably for the last few years, he hasn't made the best decisions when it comes to money.
Can you give me an example of a bad decision?
Okay, I probably have a bunch of them, but they all involve like cars.
Okay.
When he came into some money, I'll say maybe 7-8 years ago, he brought like a nice car. It was a nice, decent car. Paid for it in cash.
Okay.
And it seemed like every year he would get another car. Like he would turn over another car for a more expensive car and a more right. expensive car. So he went from having a car that was paid off to financing like a huge gaudy truck that he owed money on. And that was very hard to, you know, like if something happens to the tire, it costs a fortune to get fixed.
Would he get a Hummer or something?
He got a an Escalade.
Yeah, Escalade, yeah.
Yeah, so,
the Cadillac,
Yeah, so they'd have to have maintenance and things like that. So he went from, but between, like, the car that was paid off and the Escalade was probably, like, three cars in between.
Okay.
That he would just keep flipping over, then taking out loans, then taking out money, then financing. So
all right, let me ask
those
you a question.
Like,
okay, I got that he's not very frugal about cars. Does he ask you when you're? Does he ask either you or your husband for money?
He recently did, and that's why I'm calling.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, okay, over the years, he was living in another state, and then he came up here to live with in Michigan.
Okay.
And it seems like this, and he usually makes pretty good decisions when it comes to money, paying off things on time, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But it seems like something with the car thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will throw in that he was diagnosed with colon cancer about 7 years ago. And after a few surgeries and everything like that, right now, as of today, has a good bill of health.
All right, let me stop you for two things. So was 7 years ago, as I recall, that's when he started with the cars. That's when he had
yeah.
the car that, okay, not coincidental, as I think you probably figured out. Where's mom in all this? Are your mom and dad together? What's the story?
My mom and dad divorced back in the Stone Age.
Okay.
He was remarried, and his wife passed away. That was when his wife passed away also.
7 years ago.
It's probably 9 years ago. I'm sorry. But about 9 years ago or so.
Okay.
And,
well, they're probably not unrelated to his sort of what you might view as profligate ways of, I've told the story before. I have a friend who, found out, I had dinner with him on a Friday, and he just wasn't feeling very well. Found out on Monday he had pancreatic cancer. They gave him 6 months to live. He had a bunch of surgeries and lived exactly 6 months to the day, during which he ran up hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt because he figured, what the hell? And I think that may have been the combination of losing his wife and having what he may have viewed as potentially a death sentence, even though it wasn't, tends to think, you know, why not? You know, the people who have lived their lives being very cautious and being careful and budgeting and realizing, I'm going to die. And this is not an unusual response, not a whole lot of fun, but it's not an unusual response. Okay, so he's spending money on cars, he's in debt. Does he have any other debts that you know about other than the car?
I know he's had some tax issues, but I don't know a whole, like, I didn't know until, like, a while after he had them that he had them in the first place. And it never comes from him. The information comes through my sister. I have an older sister.
Okay.
And so I never really know. And so I give him money here and there, but I work part time. Take care of my kids. I have two kids.
Okay.
And I don't necessarily have like the funds to like here's your monthly stipend or anything like that. But my sister has done that with him, given him money, pay for a cell phone, and like pay him to do like things like watching the kids or running errands or doing something like that.
Let me stop you just a second, Sugar. All right. When we come back, tell me when he asked for money, how he asked for money, and what your question to me is. And don't worry, we have one more segment this hour, and then we have a whole other hour, so I'll answer all your questions. No, don't worry, I don't want you to feel like you're being rushed, right? Put you on hold, back to you in a minute, and I'll give you as much time as you need. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner. So nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Lisa, who has got a brand new bouncing baby boy. The Devon Nicholas child, so this is good. But she's got a dad who seems to have spent money that he doesn't have, and it tends to focus more or less on cars. Now, she has an older sister who's put dad kind of on a stipend. Lisa's saying it's really not possible. And we'll get back to that in just a moment. When did he ask you for money, and under what circumstances, and how recently, and how much, and what was... Tell me about that.
Well, he was, in a few weeks ago, he was in a car accident, and he was issued a ticket, and then there was, like, the deductible for his car.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the prior month to that, he had, like, a shortcoming or an expense and, like, an unbudgeted expense the previous month. So this month,
do you know what the unbudgeted
asked,
do you know what the unbudgeted expense was?
I can't think of it right now at this point. I probably will after I get off the phone with you.
Okay.
But
okay.
it might have been tax related or something like that.
Okay.
It's just an unforeseen.
Is your dad still working, or is he getting Social Security? What's his economic
just
income
Social
stream?
Security.
Okay.
Just Social Security.
And when did he stop working? Like at 65?
He stopped working probably a while ago, some time ago. I want to say like almost a decade ago or so.
Okay.
Not much of a plan.
Okay, and no particular savings.
Right.
Okay, so he's got a car loan. Is car loan the major expense?
Yes. When he had a chance to, when he downgraded from, you know, this big truck, he went to, you know, something that wasn't still very affordable, down to another truck, when he probably should have used any equity just to buy a car outright.
Yeah, no, I got it. But that's his particular, I mean, that's where he sort of feels important about himself. So, I mean,
right.
You and I might agree that, you know, a car is just a car. For him, it's his self-image. It's his, you know, it's his thrill. It's his, makes him feel important. It's okay. So, I mean, you and I might agree that that's silly, but different people have different sort of places where they put their energies and their importance. And for him, it's the wheels. So, all right. So he had an unbudgeted expense. So what, so did he come to you and say, can I have some money? What was the deal?
Well, not really. He just indirectly said it like, well, I've had all these expenses, like, well, like, you know, and I said, are you asking me for something? He was like, I'm telling you, I don't have, I have all these expenses and I don't have any. Then he'll say, I don't have money. I've paid my bills. I don't have money for food or gas.
So he kind of whined to you rather than actually saying anything in particular about it.
Yeah, it was kind of like, I'm upset, I'm frantic, I'm irritated. You know, like, I should tell you I don't have food. Like, what are you going to do about it?
Okay. A little manipulative. So did you say to him, what was your response?
Well, I was kind of a little caught off guard, but I still didn't hear him, you know, ask me for anything. So I said, what is your plan? Like, what are you planning? If you don't have money for food or gas, what is your plan? He was like, well, I don't know.
All right. So, So he didn't actually ask you. Did you give him any money?
I haven't yet. I do. I do have some money set aside that I could give him, but I'm wondering: is it just my sister gets it the most because she gives him money, and she doesn't know anything about his finances or anything like that, and she feels like she's being
taken to the
brought
prince.
In on the tail end
yeah.
when he doesn't. You know,
right.
He decides how he wants to spend his money, and then he comes to us when he falls short on other places.
All right, so what specifically is your question to me here?
I don't know how to handle. I've kind of
okay.
been avoiding him. I spoke to him last week. We had this conversation last week, and I've kind of been avoiding him, and I saw him last night, and I didn't know what to say.
Fair enough. All right, let's deal with this on a couple different levels. Let's see what how many brothers and sisters? You got your sister and you. Are there other kids?
I just have one sister.
Okay, so just the two of you.
Yes.
Do you get along pretty well?
Pretty well.
Okay. All right. So here's the deal. One of the things that how much do you know how much your sister gives him every month?
I'm just going to do a guesstimate of probably
okay.
like $200 a month.
A month. Okay. If you had to budget something to give to your dad, because there are a couple ways of dealing with this, but let's just for a moment, this, and you're not committed to it, I'm not going to come and touch your bank account at all. Is there some money that you could designate as dad's and give it to him every month?
I would really be struggling if I did.
Could you do, like, $50 a month is basically $12 a week. Could you do that, which is about $1.50 a day?
Yes.
Okay. Let's hold on to that figure temporarily, okay? And because we want to make sure that it's not one of those things that either you can't do or you're going to be so resentful about. But again, it's not a whole lot of money. It's $50, but it's not, as I said, it's about $1.50 a day. Not even that, okay? Because $1.50 would be, well, it actually is, because there are 30 days in most months, so $1.50 a day would be $45. So it's basically that. It's $1.50 a day.
Well, okay. Can I throw something in there?
Absolutely. Throw away.
So when I look at things like that, I look at, okay, that could pay for a day of daycare for my son, or
no
it
question.
Could pay for,
no question.
You know, a karate lesson for my daughter or
okay,
something
no, no
like
question.
That.
No question. But it could also, all right, because here's the deal. I hear, and all of us have to do that all the time. All right, but what you're asking me is how do I deal with my dad? Who and so one of the things you could do is, I'm not saying that you give your dad $50 a month. I'm saying that if you want to, you can go to your dad, and it may not be a terrible idea to go to your sister, but let's talk about you specifically, and then we can, after the break, we can talk about how to deal with this as a family issue. Of saying, Dad, look, I love you dearly. I don't know that you and I would make the same choices in our budget. Because, for example, I think, you know, having a car payment is unnecessary expense. But if you're willing to make a deal with me that you will show me your budget, that you and I will look at your budget together, that you don't have to go along with what I'm saying, but at least we have some idea about what's going on. I'm willing, even though it's a huge sacrifice, because, you know, to give you $50 a month on the, or $40 a month, whatever you want to make it, on the first day of the month, with the understanding twofold. Number one, that we talk about your finances and you not get snotty with me. And number two, that you don't ask me for any money during the month because I love you. But, you know, I don't want to start avoiding you because, you know, I'm figuring what else I can do with that money, like karate kids or a day's worth of daycare for my kid. All right, you think about it for a minute. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back after the break and walk through what you want to do about this, what you can do about it, and also dealing with your sister. Okay? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.